Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my nigga? It's PSA Podcast. Wait for the bro to call in right quick. Back on live, you already know what it is, man. PSA fucking podcast. Salutations to all, man. I haven't had this guy on the show in a while. There's a lot of talk going on. This PG talk. I seen John John's blog early today. Shout out to my bro, John John. Shout out to this man also, man. Love him or hate him, but this man going to speak his mind. I'm chopping up my guy right now, man. Norms is popping, my nigga.
What's goody, my friend? How you doing today?
What's good, my brother? How you, man?
I'm good. I'm great, man. I'm here hanging out with my nephew, my wife, changing the shitty pants.
Family life.
You know, it's everything I've ever always wanted, you know?
You a fool, Norms. Norms, man, let's just cut to the chase, man. What's going on with you and John John, man?
I don't know. You got to ask her. I have no clue why he feels the way he feels. Like, you got to talk to him, man. I don't know. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I woke up. I seen him. He was upset. He blogged about it. And he was just mad. Like, I wish he would have called me. Maybe he could explain to me why he's so upset. Like, but I couldn't tell you. That's a question you'd have to ask that man. You know what I mean? I really, like, it's not like anything sparked it. You know, he had a lot of feelings that he was oppressing inside him, and I guess he decided yesterday and today was the moment to let it out. You know, sometimes that happens when you're a man and stuff.
Right.
Or, you know, you hold things in. You feel me? And you know, stress, whether it be bills, whether it be your girlfriend. I don't know. He just decided today was the day to let it out, and you know, he had a lot of pressed feelings apparently about myself. And he decided to let it all out, you know.
Was it warranted, Norbs? I know one thing about you. You could be an asshole, but I know you're gonna speak your mind and you don't hide from questions. Was anything John
was
John said
warranted?
Yes.
Was it warranted, or
did he jump
it
out the window? In your opinion?
What was warranted about it? Like, he was upset and he decided to speak his mind and take credit for everything he's ever done, you know. I mean, I guess, you know. But it's kind of warranted, was it? I mean, you can't, you know, deny somebody that's telling the truth. You know, everything he said was 100%, you know. This is somebody that founded the Smack URL organization. You know, somebody that found Chilla Jones, Nikki Faxe, he reinvented the wheel. This is somebody that's done so much, and I really feel like, you know, maybe I downplayed it over these years. Maybe I downplayed JoJo. Maybe that's the reason he's upset.
Are you being sarcastic,
like,
man? No, I'm
not being.
I'm 2011,
being
man. Are you being
honestly,
sarcastic,
think,
my nigga? I know you, man.
No, I'm telling the truth. I think everybody should, before they go to bed tonight, just say a prayer.
No,
to
the bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? No,
I'm
being serious, because you know what it is? When people don't get credit for things they've done, they deserve them. And everything he said, I don't know exactly what he said. You're going to have to point it out for me. But everything was 100% accurate.
He basically was, well, hold on. So you didn't hear it, or did you watch it at all?
No, I was just told what he said. I like, he doesn't really entertain me like that. So, like, you know, I was just like, you know, I don't really get into the bickering and stuff. I got a lot of things on my plate that I'm handling. So, you know, whatever makes him feel better at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Before we go to another subject, though, how did John John get on URL? Because remember, now, he started from Grind Time. So how did that?
Actually, he started.
What happened
was he helped create URL, and he was already an owner. And basically, from there, he told Smack he was going to decide. Listen, do you want the story? You don't want the story? I'm just trying to figure it out.
Yes, guys, floor is yours. Floor is yours.
So basically, you know, he decided to step into it. Was like Mike, you know, Mike owned the Wizards, and he decided, fuck it, I'm going to play. And, you know, somebody that created, he said, you know what, I could do this battle shit. And he created the PGs and said, you know what, I'm going to start off this shit And basically, you know, I'm gonna start breeding new talent. And I'm gonna bring in guys like B Magic, Chilla Jones, Big K, and he just really just did what he did. So you know, you gotta give him all respect. He bring himself on. He created Summer Madness 2, 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Man.
And I'm just giving credit to where it's got to be.
Norbs, stop this shit, Norbs. I've been rocking with you since 2011, Battle Rap Arena days. I used to listen to you 3 times a week religiously.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Okay. What are you doing here? Let's just have some real talk, man. Come
I'm
on.
Talking
look, I would love to get you and John John to talk, if I could. If I could work that out. I'm not saying right this
like,
second, but if I could get that.
I don't really got much to say. Like, he said everything he had to say.
Okay.
In my opinion, if that's
but
how
just
he feels.
But just on some
peace
levels to see where he could, you know, but to hear from the horse's mouth and see how he feels. And y'all could,
well,
you know,
I mean,
we
already
said how
you
conversation.
He had a 45-minute soliloquy into where he was speaking on everything he's done. And, you know, like I said, everything was 100% true. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
I'm
confused.
His first,
his first
PG was against who? Was it MCD or was it Magic? What am I bugging up?
It was,
damn, my brain is fried. I'm an old head now.
B-Magic,
right. It was smack before Smack had the beard. How did that come about?
Yeah. The beard, John John thought it would look good on Smack, and he basically told
nigga,
Smack
I'm talking about the
fucking
battle, my nigga.
You know,
Brooklyn niggas, man.
I'm just saying, he found Smack beard. He basically told Smack to do it. And I thought that was real smart, because Smack looked like, you know, like a platypus before the beard. So shout out to John John for giving Smack the beard. I'm asking for the truth. I'm giving you the truth.
I'm talking about the particular battle. Yeah, man. How did that? Remember, he's come from Grind Time to URL. He got a PG,
one of the best PG
classes
in URL
history. Let me throw that out there also.
What happened was he created the PG idea. He felt like he should have just, since he created it, he was going to elevate it. So he said, why not me be the first one to pop? So he basically created the PG and gave himself an opponent. It was a smart move.
This nigga, man. Hey.
I mean, you got to give credit where credit is due. You know what I mean?
Norbs, really? This is all we do at the time, man? I see you don't even want to talk about it. I'm smart enough to know. I'm putting my Max Kellerman and Stephen A. Smith hat on. That's when I know you deflected. And that means move on,
I'm not deflecting everything. All I'm doing is agreeing with what he said. Everything he said was real. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
I don't even know to go after this because you're going left on me. Loso.
I'm not even going
what's
left.
Your relationship with Loso? Loso was here the other night, last night, in fact, and he showed you mad respect. He said,
He said he was man.
In fact, he said that's my man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts.
Is it a conflict of interest? Maybe because both entities, he's on bullpen, and you know, if you go to URL, you got to sign a contract. Is that?
No, I mean, there's no conflict of interest. John John is the boss. I mean, I just whatever he wants to do, he's gonna do. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you said you gave Loso advice. Before his King of the Dot battle.
I mean, I always give Loso advice. I found out about Loso a couple years back on a freestyle, and you know, I thought he was talented, so I reached out to Loso. We spoke. You know what I'm saying? We've been friends ever since. So he had called me and asked me for my opinion on it, which we've done on multiple occasions. If I got something to talk about, or he wants to talk about it, Loso would just call me. So he had asked me about what I thought about battling. I want to say it was Gems. I don't remember. Actually, he didn't even have the opponent at the time. And he was just like, you know, they telling me, what he said, they want to book me. At first, he said they told me to fly myself out and blah, blah, blah. So I said, Loso, let me, this is real shit. Like, this is actually how the conversation went. This real talk. I said, you know, John John Owens, King of the Dot. Why don't you just battle Pat State? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, organic works with John John. And he was just like, you know, I don't know. You know what I mean? Because, you know, he created John. He created them. What's the best look? But now, let me real talk. I told Well, if they calling you to battle on one of their biggest cards, think about it like this. Why would they call you? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you actually got the upper hand in the situation. This is just real talk. And I was like, you know, you can get more out of the situation. If I'm just giving you brotherly advice, that's my man. So I told him, so I said, listen, you know, they might comp you or whatever, so just tell them if they want you on the card, do this, this is bad. He's like, well, you think that's a good look? I said, yeah. So we, you know, we began to speak about other things, and, you know, he was talking about, you know, he's very adamant. He's like, yo, I dream to be on Smack. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's what everybody does. So I said, listen, man, talk to John, see what he tell you. And this is real shit, I ain't even playing and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you're ready, because you my man, I'm here. Like, we can make something happen. It's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? You know the rules. You my man, but I'm not going to show you favoritism because you're my man. You know what I'm
saying? Hold on, sir. What's the rules? What's the rules? I can't let you slide that. What's the rules, sir? What's the rules?
I mean, you're going to have to go to the PGs, but I still got to evaluate you. Everybody got to go through the same shit. There's been many people that have done well outside of the URL, but when you step on this stage, it's a different ballgame. It's different when you battle in front of 15, 20 niggas or your friends, and then you battle against a bunch of
It depends what
stars.
PG you give Loso, though, Norm. Let's be honest,
it
though.
Listen,
depends.
Like, I'm,
it
listen,
does.
At the end of the day, it does not matter anything. I'm you being evaluated on what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? All this stuff about being entitled, and this is the crazy shit. Loso doesn't feel entitled. I've spoken to Loso, like, and in reality, he's like, yo.
But he's building,
you know,
his resume. But he's building his resume to feel entitled in the sense of
let me
people that he
question.
Should battle.
How many people have played at Rucker Park against NBA players? Does that build me a resume? Can they say, fuck that? I don't got to go to college. I'm going right to the league. No. That's not how it works here. This is the NBA.
No,
this
I understand
the
analogy. Right,
you can buy
but Loso's,
your,
listen,
you can
I'm
going to
be real. I think Loso's better than a lot of PG niggas that you have on that roster.
That's
right
absolutely
now.
Fine. Listen, that's, you know, you have an opinion. You're entitled to that opinion. I'm not knocking his talent or whatnot.
Right.
But you're not you're playing in the ABA. You're not playing in the NBA. You know what I'm saying? And again, when people
that's
play in the
shot,
NBA,
though,
they look
don't
a lot
that.
Different.
That's a shot,
it's
though.
Not
come
a
on.
Shot.
Well,
it's not
he just
a
battled
shot,
B-Dot
bro.
In one of the best battles this
who
year.
Cares?
So I'm not going to call no names out. I don't diss niggas. I'm not going to call nobody names out. But if he battles a guy that's maybe at a lower status than a B-Dot, I can understand. I
how
is
he at a lower
like,
status than B-Dot? What are you basing that off of? I said the same thing about B-Dot. I like B-Dot, but there's a lot of people, again, like I said, when you play in the NBA, you're playing against guys that'll kill you. Just, it's a different ballgame, bro. People don't understand that until they face it. Mr. Mills ain't the same shit. A lot of people say it's a different ballgame. I think Loso can handle it, absolutely. But you're not entitled to anything. You're not entitled to anything. You're going to work. I don't care if you battle Jesus Christ. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Me and Loso could come to an agreement? Absolutely. We've actually come to some type of an agreement already. It's really on Loso. You know what I'm saying?
All right, let me throw my fan hat on real quick, Norm. I'm throwing my battle rap fan hat on right now. The battle that makes sense to me if Loso was to get on that URL platform should be Ryder, in my opinion.
You know, when he gets the rider, he gets the rider. But, you know what I'm saying, riders.
What do you mean when he gets
already...
the rider? Hold on. What do you mean he gets the rider? So you're saying there's other people before he gets the rider, basically?
I mean, he's got to make an impact before he does, before he gets the rider. That's just the facts. You know what
I'm
saying?
Are you saying rider is in a higher plateau than Loso right now?
Rider's putting in work. He's had classes with Chef Trez on the URL. He's done what he's done. When that happens, if it happens,
I like Ryder, but his battle rap status is not higher than Loso's. North. Come on, man.
I mean, who's determining on his status? I want you to tell me.
I'm going off quality of battles. I'm going off of battles that you've had.
Okay.
I'm
now,
also going off Ryder having too many. Hold on, Ryder having too many 2-on-2 battles, and I got a problem with 2-on-2 battles for Ryder because to me that's putting him back.
Give me a battle that he didn't pay for. That people actually said they wanted a battle also, and then I'll stop talking.
We need a battle anyway.
Exactly.
They just wanted it. My dude, I got the pay-per-view on the strength to beat out Loso. No shade to Jar Jar and Chilla, which I wanted to see, but I really got it on the strength to beat out Loso.
That's it. And the other battles he did he earn them? No, he paid for them. And again, like I said, whatever you do everywhere else, I do not care. You want me to say it in Spanish?
Don't put a joke against me. Shut up, man.
En otro lado, a mí no me importa. I just told you in Spanish. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's crazy because Russell is the one making the big situation out of this. He doesn't care. He understands the process.
It's the fans.
Having
because,
said that,
listen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The fans that don't buy pay-per-views, the fans that don't
you're
care.
You're right. You're right.
The
okay.
fans that if
what about the ones,
smoke.
What about the ones that go to the events? What about the ones that do pay-per-views? There's people that pay for the pay-per-view and still go to the events, and we look at it
the
like,
point,
yo,
the
yes, 0.5%
of people that buy the pay-per-view, that's cool. I'm not mad at that. Again, nobody's knocking on my door to see Loso. I'm being honest with you. I think Loso's talented. He's got to build up just like everybody else. Having said that, do I respect Loso? May I say, you know what? Maybe I'll give you a one-off PG with Craig Lamar. Maybe somebody that's coming up with you. Possibly. Maybe a Holmesy. I don't know. But that's what's going to happen. And that's the only thing that's going to happen.
Really?
Just being honest. I'm being that honest.
I don't understand how he can't get right out the gate. I don't get that.
Because I said so. That's pretty much it. I don't understand what my
listen,
to say.
I know there's rules and ramifications, and you guys call it shots.
You know what?
How about
we just skip all that and we just put Los over to John? How about that? We just do that since you know you're on the street.
Yo, my nigga, you ain't shit, okay. Yo. I swear to God, my nigga.
I mean,
Los over to John.
Let's just
do that,
the PGs. Listen, at the end of the day, there's a process. Period. If he wants to be here, he knows what he got to do. There's no slight to Loso. He knows what he got to do.
So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. All right, go ahead. No, I'm going to teach y'all. Go on.
That's it. My nigga, like, if Loso's battled a bunch of names, that's where the views are being brought. It's not Loso bringing the views. It's the names that he's battled. And that's not a shot at Loso. He's just trying to establish his brand. There's different ways of doing it. When you come here, you got guys like New Jersey Twerk, who's done it without names, built up his resume, got crazy. Rod is doing what he has to do. He's doing very well. Chef Fritz.
Well, Rod is not having enough one-on-one battles, Norbs.
He's stuck in his two-on-two shit
and sitting on the bench.
Listen, I understand. First of all, he's not sitting on the bench. Stop listening to that retarded blog. That's one. Two, my
no,
nigga.
I'm not
always
none of these niggas, but
let
ahead.
Me finish. Let me finish.
Yeah.
He was supposed to battle Gluizzi, not having the crew. He was supposed to battle Cortez. It didn't go through. So he had one-on-one schedule. Sometimes shit don't go through. But that also happens when you're being very particular with who you want to battle. I mean, it's not Ryder's fault. Sometimes situations don't go down. You know what I mean? He was going to battle Cortez. Shit got pushed back. Gluizzi was supposed to do. Shit got pushed back. But I got a lot of plans for Ryder coming up in 2018. Well, I think he's going to get a lot of opportunities. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you got to wait your turn and make shit happen. You know, I spoke to Ryder. Obviously, he wants, you know, big battles. And like I said, if Loso does what he's supposed to do, maybe you might see it in 2018. Maybe we'll see it in February. I'm not saying I'm going to sit there and say, hey, Loso, you got to start back around. I respect his talent. I like him a lot. He's a good kid. And like I said, when it happens, it happens. I'm not saying no. But it's not going to happen on anybody else's terms but Loso's and mine. Me and Loso have come up with the terms and simple.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Now, let's say Loso got on URL.
Mm-hmm.
Will he be able to still battle on Bope and all that, or that's out of the question?
I don't care. I don't care if he wants to battle there. Why would I care? That doesn't
I have to ask that question because everybody knows that there's contract signs and, I mean, let's be real.
And
Chess
every
couldn't
time,
battle
every
on UW.
Chess can't.
Yeah.
Yes, but that's his home league. That's where he came from.
Mm-hmm.
If he chooses the bullpen as his home league, then that's where he can battle. I've never stopped anybody from showing love to where they came from, and that's a fact.
Okay.
Regardless of the ridiculous rumors or whatever people say or the hate coming through, there's no there's no proof of any bad business. Like, if you want to battle your home league, cool. I'm very flexible with those type of situations. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never told Loso he couldn't battle there if he came there. Then that's a fact.
Now,
same thing with
is that the same rule
with the LA battle.
Right. Is that the same rules apply with JC battling RBE?
JC knows what it is. Whatever he agreed to, he agreed to. I'm not going to get into the terms of his contract because this is not what the conversation is. All right. But whenever you come up with the terms in your contract, that's what you got to do is respect that. If people expect us to get them battles and feed them and pay them X amount of money, then guess what? You have to follow the terms of that contract, and we're going to follow what you want in the situation. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people get beside themselves and get greedy, or you know, whatever it is. But you can't hold me to a certain standard and not live up to yours. That's just how I look at things.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of people. It has to be. When you sign a deal, if I sign a deal with Letterman, I say, listen, Letterman, if you do XYZ, I'm going to do XYZ, and you're doing it and I'm not, then that's a problem. That's called a breach in contract. Yes or no? If I'm giving Chef Trez, he asked me for 5 battles a year, and I'm living up to 5 battles a year as long as he's here, and he decides to go somewhere else, that's called a breach of a contract. Like, the same way, if I don't give Chef Trez what he wants, I'm breaching the contract. That's how business is done. And people got to stop being so greedy and so fucking whatever and just do what they do. And don't tell me, oh, he's trying to feed his family, because none of these dudes is feeding their fucking family off of what they're getting paid. I know what everybody's getting paid.
You've been saying this for years, my nigga.
It's just a fact, my nigga. These niggas, you know what they're doing? They're keeping their fucking cell phones on. That's all they're doing. You know what I'm saying? And it's just fucking, it's ignorant. They were like,
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Remember when Jay-Z said Memphis Bleek is the new and improved Jay-Z?
He was trying to sell something that wasn't true because there's no such thing as another Jay-Z.
Okay. Now, I'm going to put the pressure on you now. You told us Chess was the future, right?
He is the future, and he's the present as well.
Okay, but all right. Here's what I like about Chess. I like the fact that Chess is going to fight. I like the Chess battles have replay value, whether you think he won or lost. But sometimes
Absolutely.
The fans are saying, how much time is he going to get? Because a lot of people feel he's not winning the battles he's getting, even
Let
though
answer a question.
He has replay value.
A lot of people not say the same thing about Surf. Like, I mean, listen.
Surf
a lot
and
of
Chess,
though,
Norbs, that's kind of like different levels.
Surf had a lot of losses, and Surf has been doing it
for a long time.
So you can't say that's negative towards one if the same thing applies to the other. You know what I'm saying? Surf is very likable. I've seen girls start crying when they see Tsunami Surf. As long as he's entertaining them, that's the beautiful thing about Smack. Win or lose, as long as you bring your A game, people won't fuck with you. There's a lot of people that lose battles, but if they're entertaining the public and the public is loving them, they're gonna watch it. And a lot of these kids out there love Chess. It's kind of this. It's like the Tsunami Surf effect. People love Surf, regardless if he thought he won a battle or he didn't. Surf has that aura about him.
See, that's the thing. I think Surf has the aura. I don't think Chess has that yet. He hasn't reached his battle rap prime, if that makes any
sense
to you.
Of course. He's fucking 18 years old. Like,
right.
He hasn't reached
the
prime of nothing. Like, his balls just dropped, my man. Like, you know, let's be honest. He's not even a full man yet, bro. Like, if you really think about it, Chess is 18, okay? This is about to be 2018. The kid was born in 1999. He's literally almost born in 2000. So
but do you think y'all threw him to the lions too fast, old Norbs?
No. I think Chess was in great fights. He deserved to be there. I think he's put up phenomenal. He didn't get smoked. I mean, outside of the fact that people think that JC smoked him, but he's fought in every battle, bro. Like, you're facing the best of the best. It's almost similar to like Kobe Bryant when he came in the league. Was he ready to face Michael Jordan's rookie? Yeah, absolutely not. But guess what? He even though he lost the next couple of years, he eventually became the champion and an MVP. This all happens with age and growing into his body. And Chess 5 years from now is going to be a completely different Chess. You know what I'm saying? And that's what people don't realize. He's still growing up.
But let me ask you a question. For Chess, is it hustling backwards when he's battling Tay Rock and the JCs of the world, those kind of dudes? He can't really battle younger cats on a come up, can he?
Yeah,
well,
even
Tay Rock does that too,
all,
I can't lie. Yeah, Tay Rock does that.
Listen, bro, it's all about competition. The one thing about Tay Rock, the one thing about a Chess, a Surf, these guys aren't scared of competition. And their competition, ironically, is a lot of these new cats that's coming up, the T-Tops, the Briz Rostings, the New Jersey Twerks, the Mike P's, the Hats.
Geechee Gotti. Respect my man, Geechee Gotti, my nigga. Put Geechee Gotti name in. I fuck with that young boy.
Geechee, I don't fuck with you. I mean, who found him? John found him. But he's talented, man, but he hasn't, you know, he's got a lot of work to do. I love Geechee as much as the next person, but he's got a lot of work to do. He's got to become more of an overall battle rapper. But Geechee Gotti can flat out rap.
But to me, I think he has. I don't know how you feel about this. Am I right when I say you can see a star quality in him?
He has a look.
If that makes sense, he has that look. The X factor is that.
Geechee Gotti, when I seen him, like a lot of people don't even realize this, that I found Geechee Gotti in LA. This is before he did the KOTD shit. He had a PG and all
Saint,
that.
Right?
I felt like he needed, huh? Yeah, that was
the battle against Satan. Yeah.
Yeah, that was way before that. And I really liked him. And I remember calling P, telling him, I got a kid. I called Disaster, actually, too. And I told Disaster, and I told P, I said, listen, I got a kid that I'm going to build the West through. And it was Geechee Gotti. This is all facts. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely see the potential in him. But at the same time, he has a lot to learn. Same thing, I see the potential in New Jersey Twerk. He still has a lot to learn. There's guys, like, for instance, like when the Ill Will battle finally drops for New Jersey Twerk, is learning, bro. Like, people don't understand that in that battle, he had two of the craziest rebuttals I've ever seen. And
yeah,
that's the first time I've seen
a
rebuttal in a battle. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, these guys are growing. They're not fully who they're going to be in a couple of years. And that's why when people be like, oh, man, these guys in the PGs, blah, 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 blah. Bro, the same thing people said about John, the same thing they said about Chess, the same thing they said about Clean, the same thing they said about these kids. But guess what? It took JC a couple years to become who JC is today. Same thing with John and these guys. And that's what people don't understand. Like, it's like you're a Jet fan. The Jets suck. They've been looking for a quarterback for how many years?
Thanks.
I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying? It takes time for you to find that franchise quarterback. When you start giving up on people, that's when, you know, shit goes downhill. And a lot of these guys take development. Same thing with the Chesses. Same thing with the Riders. Grew easy. But you guys got to be patient. And even the battle rappers got to be patient. You know what I'm saying? There's no such thing as once people start feeling entitled, it's the wrong way to go about things. But, you know, that's why I try to tell people.
Let's
like,
be real, though. When you look
at
the roster, you look at your PG roster, and you got to say to yourself, some people you probably look at and have conversations behind the scenes with your partners in them and be like, I don't know if he's going to make it still. You still speculation on this person.
I'm always speculating
on certain individuals.
Fuck that. You just say names. Listen, at the end of the day,
okay. I didn't want
to there might be something, like for instance, when I seen Joe, everybody was doubting Joe, and I said I really like Joe. I think Joe is a phenomenal talent. I had Beasley calling me like, yo, I think you're bugging. P called me and said he thinks I'm bugging. And I said, just let him develop. I let Joe develop over a year of time. And now Joe is one of the most sought-after battle rappers. It's crazy how popular he's gotten. Bro, it happens.
Yeah, but then you got Jerry
pick.
West and Dougie.
Okay. I'm going to keep it 100. What's his name? Dougie never made the cut on my end. You know what I'm saying? So when Dougie came along, it wasn't even a guy that I was – and this is no offense to Dougie. I was never super high on Dougie. When Dougie came, the guy that I rang was Twerk. And I was like, yo, this is the kid I'm really high on. You know what I'm saying? And that's what happened. Not everybody makes the cut. You know what I'm saying? Those guys are going to get opportunities and we'll reevaluate them, look again. But whatever. Now, Jerry West is another enigma. He just started battle rapping. And I told people, like, I feel like we rushed him.
Yeah, but that was a bad matchup. Y'all gave him Tech 9, though. That wasn't a good look, though. I don't think so, man.
That was horrible. But again, like I said, it wasn't a matchup I wanted. Jerry West wanted a card.
Right.
We put him against that. And then me and Jerry had a conversation after that. Jerry's one of the best people in battle rap in terms of being humble and understanding he has to work. And Jerry just made a comeback. Like, I'm going to keep it real. He went crazy in I think Summer of Madness weekend. Crazy. And that battle's going to happen. When you see that Jerry West, you're going to be like, holy shit. He can go. Like I
said,
sometimes
Surf was real big
longer.
On him. No, Surf was real big on
He's
Jerry
fire.
West. He kept telling
He's
me behind
fire.
The scenes, yo, Jerry West got
He's
next.
Fire.
Jerry West got next Jerry. And I was like, I don't see it, Surf. I'm still waiting to see.
When you see his
you
next battle drop, Letterman, you're going to say, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. And that's why I said, like, bro, sometimes it takes a little long. You can't rush. It's like, I remember when the Giants drafted Eli Manning. You know what I mean? First couple years, he's throwing picks. He's making some mistakes.
Kurt Warner had to learn under Kurt Warner. Let's keep it real.
Of course, but they didn't have to learn under Kurt Warner. That was a move to let him grow. He grew under Warner. started after week 9. Still didn't play well, but you know what? He showed flashes of greatness. Eventually, the fourth year, that people were saying, yo, give up on him, give up on him. All of a sudden, he snaps into reality and becomes a Hall of Fame quarterback. Sometimes that same thing happens in battle rap. You got to see something in somebody that nobody else sees and help that process. You know, I never wanted to give up on Jerry. I thought Jerry was always dope. But sometimes you got to let them grow. You got to let them grow. You know what I mean? And that's the difference between me and a lot of people. I look deeper than just, you know, what fans say. No fans have hit me about Joe. They never hit me about Twerk. They never hit me about any of these guys. It's just sometimes
like another guy.
See more.
Jackboy Maine has that look that people like. He has that bad guy, WWF heel kind of persona.
Yeah,
but I thought the YK battle, kind of did him. You know what I mean? Like, you know, kind of like.
I mean, this is the NBA, Letterman. Only the strong survive. That's either going to make him or break him. Young Cannon is not, I mean, there's not too many people that can beat Young Cannon, and that's a fact.
That's true. That's
you know
fact.
Saying?
Yo, Norms,
people
not to cut
like,
you off. I've always said this. Young Cannon's win-loss resume is probably one of the best in battle rap. If you're going to wins and losses.
Absolutely. I've only seen him lose one battle, well, two battles clear in my entire life. One of them never dropped, and the other
Sway Sever.
And the other one was Emerson.
No.
Yeah, and the other one was Emerson Kennedy. You know what I'm saying? That's Spike Lee's name, by the way. And the other one was Emerson Kennedy.
Easy.
And you know, I mean, like, people make it look like it's a bad thing that he lost. He fought against Young Cannon. Granted, most people say he lost, but it's Young Cannon. There's no shame in losing to Young Cannon. But again, it takes development. Sometimes you, just throwing somebody against Young Cannon is not necessarily a smart
Mike P don't want that smoke. I told Mike P that. Mike P don't want no smoke, man. No, Mike P and Young Cannon should happen.
I love Mike P. Mike P is one of my favorites. I mean, can Young Cannon win that battle? Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? But Mike P, again, is one of those guys that people want to see lose for whatever reason. Mike P is a villain, but probably the nicest guy you'd ever meet. But to say Young Cannon is going to smoke him or whatever, I don't believe that. But does he want that smoke? That's a lot of smoke to take. That's a battle that not just Mike P is going to think about twice. I don't think Mike P's scared of him, but is the risk greater than
Not scared. I ain't playing like that. Hell no.
You know, sometimes the risk is it as good as the reward? Or maybe it's like, you know what, maybe later on. When I spoke to Mike P, he didn't say he wouldn't battle him, but he wants to make a decision that's going to benefit his career best. Maybe Young Cannon gets a little hotter or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But in reality, he's never said he wouldn't battle Young Cannon. And this is a lot of conversations that I've had with Mike P.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
When Disaster and the Russian Brother battle, people want to know how you all felt about that.
How do you feel about that? Like, I didn't want to get that. I didn't really. Like, I mean, people were like, oh my God, they got a 40 million views. I'm like, okay, that's cool. I don't even know who the hell he was. At the end of the day, I take my hat off to KOTD for, you know, getting a fucking superstar in Russia to take a battle. You know what I'm saying? That's dope. You know what I'm saying? But that's not really something that I would personally do for my brand, because our fans aren't going to ask for anything like that. It doesn't necessarily benefit us. But
no, are you saying if you had the opportunity to get Oxymoron on URL, you wouldn't do it? Is that what you're saying?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, this is just me
really, personally.
Just saying, think about it. How do I benefit off of that situation? One.
My nigga,
the fan
he battled for free, first of all. Free. You don't got to worry about a fucking nothing. The nigga battled for free, my nigga.
He battled, again, you're not letting me make my point. He battled free. What exactly would I gain out of booking him? A bunch of people that don't speak English that are going to watch his battle that are never going to watch.
Y'all do live in views. We do live in a world where everybody talks about views, though, Norms. I mean, come on.
Yes, views is dope. Views on YouTube don't pay money. So I don't really care about that. I want people to keep coming back to what I'm doing. not because Oxymoron is dead. This has people come to watch the Smack brand. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to get Oxy just to get people to pay attention to that one battle and not everything else. Everything I want to do affects everything else. Whatever they felt like was best for their brand, that's cool. Me personally, that's not a market that I'm ever going to be able to fuck with because I don't speak Russian. You know what I'm saying? None of our guys are going to be able to entertain those people unless, I'm just being honest, unless we book Oxymoron a million times. And like I said, I think Oxymoron is a very talented brother. You know what I mean? To go in toe-to-toe with Disaster and do what he did. But that doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to gain that Russian fan base. You know what I'm saying? Like, them niggas, they all going to come to the Smack. I mean, they'll probably come to the vet to see Oxy. I'm going to put up their teeth
out.
Them niggas ain't going to want to see teeth out. You know what I'm saying? So, me personally, I'm just being real. There's no knock at them on King of the Dot or whatever. But I don't really care about one battle getting 400 million views if it's not going to help me in terms of grow my brand. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference. That was world domination. That's an event that they want to include the world. So if they felt like that was something that could help them market, more power to them. That doesn't fit with what we're trying to do over here on Smack. So that's why I take my hat off to them. That's cool. That's what they wanted to accomplish, that's dope. That's not something that's on my goals list. I don't feel like it's going to help me. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. If I got 22 million views with Hollow versus T-Top, yes, I'd be stupid happy. I don't know who the fuck that nigga is, to be honest with you. And his family don't give a fuck about Norbs. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I wouldn't personally care about booking Oxymoron ever. Would I want to book Drake? Absolutely. Why? Because Drake will bring a bunch of English-speaking fans worldwide. It's not a language that can't be, you know what I mean, whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's different. You know what I'm saying? If Drake wants to come, I mean, what do you want me to do? You want me to go get fucking a Swedish star to come over here and rap against fucking... Like, what the fuck is that going to do for me if they don't really follow battle rap? You know what I'm saying? It's different. You know what I mean? Like, Conor McGregor versus Mayweather was different because it was two sports that can be... That there's no barrier with language. You know what I'm saying? Fighting is a universal sport. When there's a language barrier, that barrier is going to always exist. You know what I'm saying? I can't relate to those fans. I can't get those fans to come back and watch my show. But with Conor McGregor and Mayweather, it's different. These are two megastars that are fighting champions. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference. When there's a language barrier, that's a barrier that's hard to defeat. I can't get the occasional Russian fan to come and watch Smack because they don't understand what the fuck we're talking about. Same thing with Flip Top. Why don't I go get...
But you're bringing a whole different audience. But bringing a whole different audience to your platform is dope.
Define audience. Audience is people that are going to sit there and watch.
You're bringing a different country, my nigga.
Let me finish. An audience is somebody that's going to understand and receive what you're putting out there. I'm not going to go to a Russian concert and sit there and be like, damn, this nigga battled Drake. I'm going to watch this nigga's concert and not understand a fucking word he's saying. That's what I'm trying to say. Tell you, it's a different story, my nigga. This is not fighting. This is language. I'm not good. There's a Filipino nigga that gets 200 million views. I could call him tomorrow, but hey, asshole, come over here and asshole and battle T-Top. Do you fucking think that anybody in America is going to give two fucks about this little Filipino guy coming to battle here?
No.
I might get 200 million views. I'm going to make $10 off of that. And then never again these guys are going to show up. So I personally don't care if they were English-speaking fans to cross over. That's something else. That's why I would do work with London and other English-speaking countries because the language, like, you know, and it's not something that we didn't try before. Even with bringing London artists, Americans like, man, I don't want to bring niggas.
Shadi Aura and shit like that, you mean?
Shadi Aura is probably the only... To be honest with you, you know, even like Shox or these other guys, a lot of Americans don't hear that accent.
Mm.
He hasn't come over here yet like that, you know what I'm saying? I like Tony D. I could go past that accent, but a lot of our fans be like, man, we don't want to hear that shit. Now, again, that was a theme that fit KOTD, and I take my hat off to Organic and them for doing that. Having said that, whether it was the best move for them, that's on them. That shit don't make sense to me. Because I don't know about Vladimir in Russia and Moscow. That nigga ain't gonna watch me. He ain't gonna watch me. Hey, let's put fucking Olga versus fucking Ron Mitty. They're not going to watch that. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it doesn't make sense my end.
I think people look at it for King of the Dot because let's just be honest here. Some people will say that, you know, they don't brand, so to speak, own talent. Well, I know they got their own talent, the Chuck E. Cheese, those guys of the world. But, you know, to bring somebody over there.
Oxymoron is never going to be their talent. Oxymoron is a phenomenal artist that doesn't want to battle. You know what I'm saying? So, regardless, unless he's going to battle every week and these people are going to, it's a difficult sell. You know what I'm saying? For the simple fact that he's not a battle rapper and his fan base does not give a fuck about him battling.
Did you watch the battle with him in Disaster Norms?
I didn't really care. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
Did you watch it though?
No, I didn't watch it. If Oxymoron.
But see, Norms, you can't. Hold on, I got to cut you off. You can't say that because let me tell you something. It's that battle's in L.A., right? Let me give you a backstory. That battle's in L.A., right?
Yes.
That shit did not feel like a disaster. It felt like an away game for disaster.
How was that a
fan base came in there
for anybody else?
Huh?
They were there to watch Oxymoron. That's my point. If Oxymoron decided today to do a live pay per view of him taking a shit, 22 million people would watch it. That's how big Oxymoron is. It is what it is, bro. The dude is huge. I don't give a fuck about booking him for the simple fact that he is who he is. He's a mega star. If I went and got Martha Stewart or somebody else, people are going to want to watch them. It is what it is. I'm not mad at it, but it would never make sense for what we're trying to do. If that's what they want to do, that's dope.
Right.
I'm saying if they want to target Russian fans, that shit is dope. I want to target English speaking people.
Let me ask you a question about Disaster. Seems to be in the battle rap community now that he's waving the URL flag. What do you think about that?
What?
I know you chuckled when he said fuck King of the Dot, and he's really going hard for URL to everybody.
I mean, I've seen that shit, but you know, like what people don't realize is me and Diz have had a relationship for over 10 years, and you know, he was one of my first recruits to bring over to Smack, and this is a fact. You can ask him. He was supposed to be on the first URL, and Disaster's dream was to always be on URL. All his biggest matchups have been guys that battled on the URL.
Yeah, but the Rex battle didn't really live up to snuff, though, Norbs. Let's be real.
I understand what you're saying, but boy, that shit don't got nothing to do with me. Like I said, it's not easy to battle here. Disaster's won matchups easily on KOTD, Grindtime, whatever. It's a different ballgame when you step into big league, which is the URL. Mm-hmm. And Disaster's such a competitor that he wants to master it. I speak to Disaster very often, so I know how he thinks. You know what I'm saying? And he wants to master them. He wants to get the respect from the NBA. He feels like he got the respect everywhere else, but this is where he wants the respect. This is where legends are made. And even though, Disaster's going to go down as one of the best, but he wants to be the best, and you can't be the best unless you beat the best in the NBA. And that's what Diz wants, and I respect the shit out of it. Now, all that fuck KOTD and shit, that shit don't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel that way about KOTD. If that's what that man said, that's his words. I don't really know why he said what he said. I ain't never asked him. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like that about Organic or Gully or Bishop Bagante. I don't feel none of that. So if that man said them words, that's on him. I ain't laughing like, ha, 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 the evil genius voice. I don't really care. Like, people don't really wake up and say, man, I hope Organic gets hit by a bus tomorrow. I don't feel that way. I wish him the best in everything he does. That's what I'm saying. Like,
This is how I look at Disaster right now in his career in 2017 as we approach 2018. He's bad on King of the Dot. He's probably looking at it, I'm just trying to be a psychiatrist for a minute, Norbs, that he's already battled everybody on King of the Dot. he got his opportunity to battle on URL, and maybe didn't pan out the way he wanted to pan out. And he's probably looking at what's left. What's there to spark my juices, pause? What's there to me to reinvent myself, maybe not in a sense like DNA and Shine? What's left? And maybe
really,
URL is in his mind, is that those were the killers at, and that's what
URL,
a big competition is at.
When I first spoke to Disaster, he wanted to be on URL. He's always wanted to be on URL. You know what I'm saying? This is where it is. The competition here, if you make it here, you're a legend everywhere. That's just how it is. And Disaster wants that respect. He wants to be known as that dude in the West Coast that made it on the URL. Disaster's a very... Think about it. Disaster's done movies. He's internationally
right,
known.
One thing
he hasn't conquered is the URL. And that's where the legends are named. That's where they're made. You know what I'm saying? If you was to put the top 50 battle rappers of all time, 49 of them are going to be on Smack. It is what it is.
Well,
it's,
you know, he
is.
Did... And he did say on Twitter that URL's done more for me than King of the Dot, and I thought that was kind of a big reach.
I'm gonna tell you why it's not a reach.
It's a reach, Norm. Come on, man.
Let me tell you why it's not a reach. His
All right.
biggest battles were against Smack rappers, so the fact that he's saying that it's not like he's really cared about battling. These grind time or whatever. The main battle that he's really been focused on has been those Smack guys. So is it a reach just because he battled a Smack dude on King of the Dot? No, it's not.
No, my nigga,
you know,
it's a reach. Saying that URL's done more for him than King of the Dot. That's a reach.
But why would you say that?
Because we know that that's from grind time to go. Let's be real, grind time to King of the Dot is the same shit. To me, they just move stadiums and move the battle. They move the football field somewhere. Everybody just they got their belongings.
Well, my question
and
is,
they
what
moved
is
to another base in Cali
battles?
And Canada.
Name Disaster's biggest battles.
You got Cassidy, Cannabis, DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Those are big battles, mm-hmm. Norms. He's battled.
Three,
we only know Disaster.
Three,
my nigga, when you think of King
two,
of the Dot, when we think of King of the Dot, you think of Disaster or Patch State. And for me, it's more Disaster than Patch State.
And let me finish. Two of those three guys you just named are Smack rappers, Cassidy and DNA. Let's be honest. Cassidy's a Smack guy. He was on the old Smack DVDs, whatever. Patch State's biggest battles were against who? Were they against Canadians? Were they against Grind Time guys? No, they were against Smack rappers. Yes or no? That's
why $1 million
views.
Disaster him got mad views. I mean, Diz got mad views. And then Ill Mac. I think
they
got blessed. You know what I mean?
Probably it. I didn't even know Patsy battled Illmatic. And again, that's not shade to it. I'm just trying to tell you why does that some say what he said. Like, again, in terms of the whole fuck FTD, I don't know why he said what he said. I mean, I'm going to see Disaster next weekend, so maybe we'll have a discussion about it.
But you don't see the tweets,
though,
Norms. You really going to sit up and ignore that you don't see the tweets from Disaster, him going at Cortez. He's on a rampage right now, YG.
Listen. I've seen the shit. I did speak to Cortez about the shit with Disaster. But I didn't speak to Disaster about it. You know what I mean? I'm over here babysitting my nephew. He over here pain in the ass. But I didn't see the tweets. I mean, I seen the tweets, but I didn't get to speak on anybody to elaborate on anything. You know what I'm saying?
I only
spoke to Cortez, and I told Cortez to leave that shit alone. That's basically what I told him. Like, I was like, yo, that shit ain't worth that shit, bro. Just leave it be. You know what I mean? I felt like, you know, he interjected with a conversation that really had nothing to do with him. And I feel like Cortez is more understanding in that situation. So me and Cortez spoke about it. But in reality, you know what I'm saying? You know, whatever he felt about KOTD is what he felt about KOTD. It's not for everybody to give, you know, whatever. I mean, like, again, I don't know why he...
But that's equivalent as Tay Rock saying, fuck URL. Like, we would be sitting there like, what? Like, Rock,
yeah,
really?
But...
You know what I mean?
That's like saying, if he says, fuck URL, that directly affects me. That shit doesn't directly affect Cortez. You know what I'm saying? That's nothing to do with me. That's nothing to do with him. So for him to interject and say what he said, I understand why Disaster responded the way he responded, and I understand the way Cortez responded afterwards. You know what I'm saying? I felt like Cortez was just a little upset as to what happened to him in that battle with Ice. And I feel like that kind of
He got jerked.
You know,
he got jerked.
Not even that. I feel like that third round, I guess he brought up a situation about math and disaster, and I feel like he felt the way about that. So, to me, maybe that's what played into the situation. But in reality, I couldn't really, you know, say much because I haven't spoken to disaster about the situation. But to me, Cortez, like I said, like sometimes if it don't apply, let it fly. You know what I'm saying? That's all the good shit.
Right.
You know.
Let me ask you a few more questions here for Robert. JC and Lux,
yeah.
What's your take on that? I just want to get your opinion on that. Does it make sense in your opinion?
Does it make sense? I think it makes some sense, but it only makes sense on Smack. For two reasons. It's going to matter. You know what I'm saying? And Lux, to me, is the greatest pen of all time. A lot of people
hold
think
on, hold on,
JC
hold on,
right
quick. Are you saying, did Lux and Hollow matter to you when you dug?
No,
you
were
mentioning
really
on URL. It didn't matter.
It was
okay.
URL, by the way.
Okay.
It was URL.
It should have been on URL, but
it's a URL battle. But anyways, JC and Lux, it makes sense in a sense of Lux is the greatest pen to ever grace Smack URL or battle rap, period, which Smack URL is battle rap.
Mm-hmm.
JC is probably the most frequent name being mentioned in terms of pen. He's hot right now. People say that his pen can't be matched. And
I got him as battle of the year right now, Norbs. That's my battle of the year right now is JC. Again.
I mean, he might be. I haven't given my whatever, but people view JC as that pen right now. And that's the closest anybody's ever came to Lux. Now, having said that, he's never battled anybody in the realm of Lux, but that's hard to say because nobody's really ever battled anybody in the realm of Lux. Like, Lux is a special type of person. So I understand proving his pen, he really feels like if he really wants to be known as the GOAT when it comes to writing, he got to be Lux. Having said that, there's never going to be anybody that writes better than Lux. Lux is a fucking alien. Can he beat him in a battle? Maybe. Who knows? But it's going to take a lot to beat Loaded Lux, to be honest with you. But it does make sense in the sense that a lot of people are looking at him as the pen coming up. But again, there's guys that are fast in boxing, and then there's guys that are Floyd Mayweather, and Loaded Lux is Floyd Mayweather. I believe that it's going to take a lot for JC to beat him. I would love to see it. You know what I'm saying? I already put the bug in Lux's ear. We spoke about it. But again, it's not going to be easy.
Is JC battling too much?
I believe so. But, you know, hold on.
Look, leave comments on the bottom. My nose has me a hole here. Leave comments on the bottom, y'all. Is JC battling too much in y'all opinion? No, you good, Norse.
You said I think Lux, is he battling too much?
Is JC, yes.
I'm going to say this. If he were to lose to Loaded Lux in a manner of maybe he gets beat clearly, that's going to be the excuse. That's the problem with the fact that JC battles so damn much is that people are going to say that. Having said that, you know, if that's how you feel, keeps you strong, keeps your pen sharp, then keep doing it. As long as he's entertaining at a high level, that's good. But eventually people will get tired of your shit.
That's my concern.
You know what I mean? But again,
because, no, let's check it out. He's battling Saturday against on RBE, and then November 4th, and then November 11th. You didn't know that. And then November 11th, he's battling T-Top at Traffic.
I mean, listen, that's a question you might have to ask JC. You feel me? If he gets his big smoke, then maybe, you know, he might have to reevaluate, you know, doing what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know.
One last question here. I saw your blog with Rome DMV a while ago about bloggers and so you say guys who cover talk about battle rap. Do you really hate guys who talk about battle rap in a sense or?
No, I just hate bloggers. Like I feel like a lot of these guys are full of shit. They'll do anything for a view. There's no loyalty. And they're just chasing view. Most of these guys are glorified fans. I believe certain guys like you or Jay Black, you know, whatever, but most of these guys aren't real trained media. So when you see guys join crews and become media, you kind of sit there and look at them like retards. Like, you're just trying to be the cool kid. So to me, I hate these niggas. Like, they'll do anything for a view. You understand? Like, and
well, Rome DMV joined the Goonies. Rome DMV had the Goonies thing. I kind of looked at that like, it's kind of be hard to take anybody serious. I shout out to Rome DMV. Yeah.
No,
and I think Butterfly, Roz with Tay Rock, I think, right?
Yeah, that shit is whack, bro. Because your opinion is going to be altered. You know what I'm saying? So I hate when I see that shit. Like, it's like, bro, like I can't take you serious when your boss will call you and tell you to shut up and you gotta shut up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is whack. So to me, I really hate that shit. Like, I really, really hate it. Like, that shit is the worst shit ever when you see shit like. But I really do. I really fucking hate bloggers. Like that's not an act. It's not a joke.
Even some of the bloggers I might not rock with, and they might not rock with me. I respect them in the sense of we all got love for the same thing. You know what I mean?
I don't respect them niggas at all. They'll put out a blog about their mother if they can get views. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I look at it, bro. Like it's all view chasing and blowing sacks. That's all it is for them. Like, it doesn't matter. Ain't no feelings involved. Ain't no professionalism involved. It's all about them getting a view and basically saying they got a view on this. Shit is whack. Half of these guys' opinions are ass. You know what I'm saying? I just don't like them. Like, there's not too many of those guys I like. Having said that, I fuck with hip-hop is real. I fuck with you. I wouldn't be on the phone with you. I fuck
of
with
course,
Rome.
I think Rome is dope.
I think Rome is pretty dope. You know something? He's full of shit. I didn't even fuck with Piper Boy Williams.
Norm.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate you, my brother, taking your time to rock with me, my G. For real.
Hold on. Somebody's clicked in. Hold on. It's Oxymoron. Hello. This is Leatherman. I am big fan of Westwater, and I want to battle J-Rock. I think J-Rock is the king of battle rap, and I want to see him very, very soon. Hey, I've never met you before. I'm a big fan of you, bro. You think I can go to Russia and hang out with you? You come to Russia any day of the week, and I will treat you to strip club. Man, I fuck with you, Oxy. Thank you.
Good Lord.
Yo,
Oxy, I appreciate you, my nigga, taking your time, Rock.
What I mean, I will come on your show anytime you want me to. My babushka loves you.
Yo, no, shout out to you, brother. Appreciate you, my man.
All right, boy.
Easy. That's what it is, man. Street Star Norms just chopping it up with him about all this talk I've seen. People talking about PGs and then John, you know, try to put that to bed. You know what I mean? So... that's what it is.